Happy New Year. 2024 is here. Welcome back to our podcast. I pray that your life, your heart, and mind is at rest and at peace with Jesus so far this new year. It's only January 2nd, but this is still a good prayer to pray and to continue believing that throughout the year, God will keep you in perfect peace. I would like to share briefly with you about finding peace and rest in the Lord and maintaining it. First, God will give you rest. Let me start with Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest, as he has said. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again, in this place, they shall not enter my rest, since therefore it remains that some must enter it. And those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience. Again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. Again, that's Hebrews 4, 1 through 11. Now, what does it mean to rest in the Lord? Someone shared their view of what it means to them to rest in the Lord, and they said, when I saw this little baby resting in his father's arms at a church service, this was a visual example and a reminder of what it means to rest in the Lord. Now, Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, he said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart, and you will find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quiet for your souls. You could also read about that in Jeremiah 6:16. For my yoke is wholesome, Jesus said. Useful, that's what wholesome is. It's good. It's not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing. But it's comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. And my burden is light and easy to be borne. Matthew 11:28-30. Now, as you well know, we live in a society where rest is basically discouraged. Hearing it from the sales profession, their motto is, if you're not outselling, you're being outsold. So employees are rewarded for putting in that extra effort, showing up early and staying late. At the same time, they're not resting. They're not getting enough sleep. They're not eating properly and healthy. They're not taking time to refresh their own minds, their spirit, and their soul because they're always working or busy. Now here's another take on why people are weary, heavy laden, stressed, tired, worried, and burnt out. Over half of Americans don't use all their vacation time. Why? The reasons are fear-based. It's the fear of falling behind and the fear of losing their job. Who doesn't want to take a vacation? Who in the world doesn't need a vacation? Wow, really? The burdens of life can easily weigh us down. There are financial concerns people are concerned about, health concerns, concerns for our families, our children, and another thing, our society does not promote asking for help. Asking for help is a sign of weakness, they say. But God is saying to us, rest in Him. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for Him and patiently lean yourself upon Him. What does that mean? It means placing the weight of your faith upon Him and trusting His ability to hold you and to secure you against falling. Wow, that's powerful. The Bible goes on to say, fret not. That means don't worry. Don't be stressing and getting all bent out of shape because of somebody who's prospering in their way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. God will deal with the wicked. Take your eyes off of what others are doing and what other people have, and fix your eyes on Jesus that you may find rest in Him, according to Psalms 37, verse 7. To rest in God means to let go. Let go of all your burdens and to let Him carry them. Rest is trusting in God. Rest equals peace. Rest means quieting all our racing thoughts, worries, fears, and concerns and turning them over to Jesus. We all need rest so that we can recharge and be effective. If we don't rest, we will experience burnout. Many times we will come to God in prayer and turn over our burdens to Him. But when we get up off our knees from praying and resume our worldly duties, we pick up those burdens again. We're right back where we started. This time, God is saying, leave your burdens behind. Don't pick them up again. How do we get to that place where we can totally put our confidence and trust in the Lord and just rest in Him? Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Again, Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Now, this is how you get to that place of resting in Jesus. He has clearly pointed it out in the scriptures what to do. His instructions are clear. All you need to do is obey. Don't be like the ones who heard the word but didn't combine the word they heard with faith, which resulted in disobedience. For only those who believe can enter His rest. So today, when you hear God's voice, don't harden your hearts. Keep coming to Jesus through your worship unto Him, prayer, and the word. Don't stop. Stay consistent, casting all of your concerns and problems to the Lord. Rest in His presence. He will increase your faith to believe He's already worked it out for you. I pray that this podcast has been a blessing to you. If it has, please share it with others as the Holy Spirit guides you. Blessings and peace in Jesus' name. Amen. And again, welcome to 2024 and Happy New Year in Jesus' name.